The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, my warm greetings to all of you, and happy to be here. And some point as meditation begins to show us our potential for some abiding peace, potential for love, for wisdom. At some point when our life experience shows us our potential for some peace or love or wisdom, something wholesome, that one of the tasks is to protect and preserve that peace and love and wisdom. And one of the functions of fear is to help us with that. That fear is often seen as unfortunate, but there is a wholesome fear, there is a beneficial fear, when it helps us, supports us to open to allow, to protect the wholesome from the unwholesome. When it preserves the wholesome so we don't fall into the unwholesome. This is not to set up an opposition between what's wholesome and unwholesome, but rather it's to appreciate and value and love and support the wholesome inside of us to keep growing and developing. And there is a healthy fear, caution, feeling of this is worth protecting. This is worth preserving once it's there. That a certain kind of caution, certain kind of fear, certain kind of hesitation, holding back, that arises out of the goodness that's here within us. So for this meditation, perhaps as we go on in these minutes we have together, at some point, if you tap into, if you touch into something that feels wholesome here within you, it doesn't have to be dramatic, it could be something subtle, that maybe there's a freeing way or a nourishing way to protect that or stay close to that, to preserve it. Where there is, in fact, a feeling that a little bit caution or a little bit a reluctance, a clear reluctance, or a clear kind of to go in the other direction to what is unwholesome, is not really in my best interest, is not really true, is not really what's worthwhile pursuing or being engaged in. So to sit, take a meditation posture, and always it's good to give care to the posture you take, so that physically the posture, the best of your ability, whatever your physical condition is, that you see if you can find a posture that allows the best in you to come forward. And it could be as very simple as letting your chest open up a little bit, almost like there's a hinge right down the middle, and you just open there. Or it might be that you put your hand on your heart. It works especially well, I think, if you are laying down. Sometimes I have meditated with my... I usually have my palms of my hand down if I have it on my thighs, but there have been years sometimes where I had my hands upwards, the palm upwards to the ceiling. And partly it was nice, that feeling of openness and receptivity of open hands that traveled up the arms and maybe even into the chest, receptivity and openness. And sometimes if you take the crown of your head and imagine there's a string from the top of your head up to the ceiling, and that it's pulling you gently up, lifting you gently up, so there's a little bit more space between the last vertebrae and the skull, and the chin comes down a little bit. And then, if you haven't yet, to softly, gently close your eyes. And perhaps you can allow there to be a gentling within. Allow there to be a wave of softening through your body. Very simply and directly, to become aware of your breathing, to become aware of the body's experience of breathing. Noticing as if you've never noticed your breathing before, noticing how it is now. Or thinking that maybe breathing is like snowflakes. No two snowflakes are the same. No two breaths are the same. And then gently, however big or much is gentle for you, gently take some deeper breaths, some fuller breaths. Not only does your front rib cage expand as you take deeper breaths, but maybe you can feel the back rib cage also move or expand a little bit. So the expansion of deep breathing is in all directions. And as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts, your concerns, maybe imagining that they float away. Floating away imagery is one of gently letting go. Imagining maybe as you exhale that your awareness gently settles into your body, like a pebble would settle through the water onto the bottom of a lake. Settling into your body and softening, relaxing your belly. Sometimes it's possible to even let there be a softening in the belly as the belly expands with the inhale. And a softening of the belly, even with the exhale. Not the whole belly, but parts of the belly can release and soften. And whatever sensations you're feeling in your body are also sensations of our lived experience. Sensations are only present in the present moment. Sensations are an expression of being alive and pulsing, vibrating energies of our being, expressed in so many different ways in the global experience of the body, breathing. And then as you're sitting here, whatever is happening for you, whatever is happening in the present moment, gaze upon it kindly. Observe it simply. Observe it so that the observing of the experience is itself wholesome. In that it's simple observation. No greed, no hatred, no delusion, just observing. Observing from a quiet place, a peaceful place. And if you're agitated, can you find or imagine that you're watching the agitation from a quiet place, a place that's not agitated? And then very gently and lovingly, or kindly, is there something about how you are right now that is worth protecting and preserving? Something to be cautious not to get pulled away from? Is there something wholesome here? Even if your experience is difficult, it can be phenomenally wholesome and onward leading, freeing, to stay lovingly present for that. It's in the observing, the presence we offer. That's where we find what is to be preserved and protected. To protect our capacity to be present, to observe, and perhaps to observe our experience. With a sense of freedom, just here, cautious, about any forces that take us away from our ability to be here in a relaxed, caring, soft way, just now. When the mind wanders off in thought, and you let go of it, or you begin again, see if you can begin again from the place within that it's worth preserving, worth protecting. Not expecting it or holding on to it or clinging to it. But settling into a way of being, a way of being aware that is nourishing and maybe freeing. Some quality of satisfaction to be present, even for the difficult. Some way of being that's worthwhile to protect and preserve. And to protect and preserve in a way that is wholesome, in a nice way, in a way that itself is worth protecting and preserving, because it's a movement of not giving in, of opening, of staying free. then to come to an end of this meditation. Whatever you're feeling now that is wholesome, that has a goodness to it or a rightness to it, whatever you're feeling or way of being or whatever motivation you have, inspiration you have, that's worth protecting and preserving. Imagine from that place that you look upon the world. You look upon the people of your lives. What you learn about in the world. And what forms of generosity and love or care or kindness flows from you from a wholesome place within? If you imagine by remembering from the past some feeling of wholesomeness and goodness that lives within you, can you imagine how that flows, can flow out into the world? To be in touch with yourself deeply, so that your heart flows outwards in generous and supportive, kind ways for the world. That's the inclination of heart. And that from that place then, riding the waves or riding the glow or the radiance of your care for the world, riding out on the kind gaze, maybe you'll end this meditation with a wish, an aspiration that others be happy, that others also experience what is nourishing and wholesome within, that others experience the appreciation of others for what's good inside of them, that others experience respect and love for who they are and the depths of their being, that others can live with freedom and health, ease and love, and that for this day, for the next days, that this is more than just a wish, that in small ways, middle ways, big ways, that you do things and act in ways that promotes the welfare and happiness of others. Sooner or later, it's not possible to do this practice of mindfulness if it's only for ourselves. Sooner or later, this practice spills out, it wants to spill out, into benefiting the whole world.